The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Trinity Debt Management. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Welcome to you. My name is Brant. The show sounds weird at first. If you're new to the show, we know that. And nothing I can do about it.
Because we're being defiant. It's just we're being ourselves. We don't know how to be anything other than ourselves. And that may sound weird in the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say. Thank you. See, she's producer Sherry. She steps in and controls what's going on. By the way, none of this, we don't talk about the show before we do it.
No, we don't.
When she has no idea what's happening. So everything you hear is like, that's
brand spanking new to me.
Exactly. For good or ill. Here's what it is. There's this headline. Is America becoming godless is the question. It's in a headline over in the newspapers over this weekend. And a couple things about this. Number one, it's chronicling the fact that there are so many people. It's almost triple the number of people now opposed to 20, 30 years ago that say they'd have no religion. But I would kind of expect that because now there's more of a cost to saying you're a Christian than there, there used to be one if you didn't say you were.
Right.
So I would expect that. But at the same time, I saw that. I read that article. And then I read another one from a guy who works with InterVarsity. So they work on campuses, and they try to tell people about Jesus on campuses. He said the number of people that they're seeing become believers is sky high on campus, like never before. And it you wouldn't know it. And I was kind of shocked by it too, but there's a lot of trends. And he also said they're seeing a lot more unity among believers than they've seen in years, where people are just dropping the denominational business and just like, let's work together on this. He's like, we've never seen anything like it. So on one hand, you could go, oh, this is terrible or bad, whatever side of whatever fence you're on. But the reality is a lot more nuanced than just look at all these people that don't want God. It's not true. Because it is Monday, we use humor to relax people. In the choke spa is what it's called, because humor has been shown to do that. And are you ready? Were you be willing to come into the choke spa?
Oh, sure. Yes.
Excellent. Well,
I can do that.
Welcome and lie down here in this very nice five-star spa.
We've been rated 5 stars.
5 stars rated.
I haven't seen any of the questionnaires or any.
Yeah,
of
they come in at night.
And do they?
Yeah, when no one's here and they evaluate it. And so welcome. To our spa, and here's the thing. As you're lying down there, relaxing in this very nice spa, I will use humor because it's been proven that humor relaxes people.
Sure.
Laughing.
Sure, so, good.
By the way, I have a Russian friend who's a sound technician, and actually I have a Polish one too, and a Czech one too. Czech one, two. I have a Czech one, two. Czech.
That's the joke?
That was the joke.
Oh, okay. Wow. You have to be a little more specific.
Doggone it.
Like, here comes the joke.
I know. I thought I would slide into it.
Yeah, I
thought
that you were trying to be subtle. I appreciate the new technique.
All right. How about if I say, there went the joke?
I think we saw that.
Sports news. We don't do a whole lot of sports news.
No, we don't.
But we have to acknowledge the performance of a college basketball player in the Final Four of championships tonight.
Okay.
Samir Doty. Superstar.
I haven't been following. What team does he play for?
This guy's performance you would love.
Okay.
What he pulled off the other night.
Uh-huh.
Plays for Auburn.
Okay.
So this guy needs to be recognized for how awesome he is. He went up to defend at the very end. They were up by two. His team's up by two. Mm-hmm. The best shooter on the other team is taking a shot with less than 1 second left.
Okay.
He goes up to defend it, gets called for a foul.
Oh, wow.
With 0.6 seconds left.
Okay.
Everybody's like, oh, my goodness. I can't believe they called that. I mean, refs normally don't do that. And then the guy proceeds. So the other team's down by two. He gets 3 shots.
Okay.
He makes the first one. He makes the second one. And the guy from Virginia makes the third one. And so Samir's team loses because of his foul.
Got it.
Everybody's upset about the refs. How could they do this? They talk to Samir after the game. And he says, look, these refs are the best in the business. There's a reason they're doing the Final Four. I have to accept their call. And I respect it.
My goodness. You don't see that.
No, I was just like, even if somebody thinks that's 6 months later or something, so rare. To have somebody in such a mature way
At college level, because I don't know that we'd see that at the professional level.
Immediately afterward.
Yeah.
Everybody else is like, the refs cost us a championship game and everything. He's like, you have to. I'm not going to argue with it. You have to respect the fact that they are doing the best job that they can, and I can understand why they called what they did. That guy's incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy's Samir. I want to get a poster of him.
Yes.
Totally, like, way to go, man. We're talking about this headline. It says, is America becoming godless? About the number of people who say they have no religion. That's a trend, like in Western culture. Anyway, it's a trend. It's not a worldwide trend. But all that said, Jesus tells this story about a vineyard. And it's a, you know, vineyards are beautiful places. You ever visited one? They're really, really beautiful. There's something that's wonderful in order about it. And then it brings wine, which that makes a lot of people happy, like in traditionally in cultures. Like it's a vineyard's a very good thing. But he tells a story about a vineyard where there's an owner who's not among the people at the time, but they hate him. The people around the vineyard that work in the vineyard, they hate him. And so the owner even sends his own son after he sends servants and they kill him. But they just hate it. Now a vineyard's a beautiful thing, but there's something about humans that hates the owner of the vineyard. Looking at all the, look what the owner did. He built the cistern. He put the things in place, the braces for all these vines. It's beautiful. It's in order, but we hate him. There's something weird about us humans that does that. We haven't changed that much. We don't want an owner saying, this is how you're going to live. This is how this goes down. I'm the one in charge. You're not. Man, there's just something that bothers us about that. But man, if you could take a step back and actually go, I'm so glad that there's an owner and I love the vineyard that he made and I love the goodness that he brings to my life and to other people's lives, that's a totally different thing. Scrolling through Instagram the other day and there's all this discussion about what kind of leader, it was among Christian people, mm-hmm. and it was about leadership. What kind of leader do you want to be? This kind of leader, that kind of leader, what kind of leader, you know, this leader, that leader.
Like, everybody's a leader.
Everybody's a leader. What kind of leader? You know, there's nothing wrong with being a leader. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. But there really isn't a ton of discussion about it. And like from Jesus, a whole lot of talking about being a follower.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of follower are you going to be? He told us to follow him. He even said he follows the directives of his father. Mm-hmm. So he's even like, it's just always kind of astounds me. You walk into any bookstore or something, there's all sorts of Christian titles about, there's 5 billion titles about leadership. Again, nothing wrong with leadership, but like following? Anybody interested?
Disciples? Anyone?
Because there might be something really wonderful there that we're missing out on and we could talk about it more. Look, if you waste time playing games, you're among friends. I do it too. I've admitted that.
What's your thing
right now? It's RBI baseball.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Compiles statistics.
And that's like that. And that's your video game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Statistics are my jam. What's your thing now?
I remember I took the Spades app off of my phone.
To stop the waste of time.
Yes, that's right, to be disciplined.
Yeah.
I then promptly replaced it with Wordscapes.
Mm.
And so it's like almost like it's puzzles, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's words and the words get bigger and bigger and you can either get like little coins to buy letters if you don't know it. But what I love to do is fill that bank up and refuse to use it.
Oh, that looks fun.
Figure it out. And
excellent.
Yeah. A lot of writing not getting done, a lot of creative things not getting done.
A lot of spiritual reflection that could have happened.
But Wordscapes.
Okay.
I'm there.
Yeah. So don't. What are we trying to say? The moral of this story.
You're not alone.
Is you're not alone. That's what we're trying to say. Can I share something with you? I'm going to tell you what I pray for regarding this radio show. I ask God to help me be good at this. I ask him to protect me from people who'll be out to get me because I'm talking about him. I ask him to let me be a blessing to you as you're listening to the show. I ask him to help the show be more successful so long as it is all about the kingdom. So to the extent that the show grows or in any influence I have or Sherry has, for instance, grows, that's the kingdom growing. Like we keep pointing back to that where God is king. And if we don't do that, then don't worry about it. Like if we don't need to grow, we're fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just wanted to let you know that that's the prayer, and we may not always do it right, but that's where we're coming from. And if you're new to the show, please know that's what's at the heart of this. And whatever happens, happens at that point with the show. You know, sometimes it occurs to me, I have to go ahead and say this. I have to tell you exactly what I think about the political situation going on right now. Here's what I think. Hang on a second. I've just been interrupted.
You had me on that one.
I've been handed breaking animal news.
Oh, my goodness.
We have breaking animal news interrupting our program right now.
Can I tell
you
something?
Yeah.
With that setup,
yeah.
I'm actually happy to hear breaking animal news.
Oh, good. Yeah, because you're like, what is he doing? This is our last day. She's already running to the unemployment office.
Pulled my resume up.
No, I have breaking animal news, and it's about cats.
Okay.
And they have done research on this into cat psychology and found that, yes, they do, in fact, know their names quite well.
They do.
Like, you can, yeah.
Okay.
They just don't care when you use it. They just don't.
So when you're like, Snickers.
Right. They won't respond to that. And you know that. If you have Champ or Snicker, like, hey, Champ. They're not doing anything. You have to go, hey, kitty. And then get out an electric can opener, make some noises, like, I'm getting food. And then finally.
But you're saying Champ knows.
Oh, he knows.
Okay.
He knows. Tabby knows. They all know. They just don't care. These psychologists have concluded, oh, yeah, they know.
They don't care.
Not interested. Hey, what's that scripture in Thessalonians about minding your own business?
Ooh, that is, it's there. That? I do read. Well, just you go ahead.
This would be an excellent thing to figure out before we go on the air.
It would be, yes. And had you said to me, hey, I want that scripture, I would have gotten
that. Would have shown forethought on my part, possibly a baseline level of functional organization, an executive function that you might have expected from.
And I would have taken it from there.
And you would have.
Yes, you would have said to me.
As it is, you're looking it up now.
I am.
Anyway, I was thinking, this is the thing. There are certain things from the Bible that'd be really good, like taped to your computer monitor or to your phone or something. Mm-hmm. Before you comment on things. And this is for me too, but it's just such a good slap you across the face kind of thing.
You ready?
Yeah.
And make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent on anybody.
So what's the first part of that again?
It is, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, you should mind your own business and work with your hands.
Okay. Thank you, Paul, who wrote Thessalonians, for that
guide still matters
to social media. Thank you. Some good news for you. We have a prize wheel here. We have Bev on the phone. This is going to be awesome. And Bev, you want to do the prize wheel?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Oh, that's nice. He's going to get it here.
We have the prize wheel right here. We have two prizes you can win. The alternate spaces on here. One is an $18 million gift card for Longhorn Steakhouse.
Great. All right.
That's a lot of steak.
Excuse me. Or you can win.
I had one the other night. I could have used this a couple of nights ago, but this will be great.
Yeah, yes, good.
From henceforward. And then also the other prize is a Lord of the Rings quote suitable for graduation ceremonies.
What?
So you won one or the other.
I could do that too.
All right.
That's nice, yes. Equal value.
So you just say, Brant, spin that wheel. Lord of the Rings quotes.
Congratulations.
Here it is. This is from Lady Galadriel, of course. She said, "Even the smallest person can change the course of history." That's from Lady Galadriel.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I don't understand how this is supposed to be used.
At the graduation ceremony.
At the ceremony itself.
Graduation.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this a gift to the graduate?
It's a gift to everybody. I mean, this person will remain anonymous. But what an awesome perspective from this person who works at a coffee chain, well known, Starbucks. And
why dance around it? Yeah.
And customers get aggravated, and he hates his job.
Okay.
He's been there a long time. He's tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
But he said to me, that he has taken to when he's making drinks for people, thinking about the person he's making the drink for, praying for him real quick, handing the drinks to, hey, I made this for you, I hope you enjoy it. And it's changed his experience. Like, he doesn't hate his job as much. There's something about serving people, and he's not changing anything he's doing. He's just changing the why, like the purpose. Like, he's infusing it with purpose. While I'm here, I'm doing this job. This isn't my dream job. I don't want to retire here. It's okay. But while I'm doing this, like, he just realized the people he was getting frustrated with now, and there's a lot of regulars too, but he's just, his heart is turning toward them without them even knowing about it, because he decided to love the people that are driving him crazy. Hello, podcast friends. My name is Brent, and Sherry is here too.
Yes.
So we're doing a thing on video now, sort of. We have sort of soft launched it. We're trying to do it regular, but we're going to be real regular real soon.
Yes, we are.
Posting stuff from the studio on video. Why people would want to watch this, I have no idea.
Yeah.
But there it will be. And so people like video.
I wouldn't watch me.
The goal? Me neither. I would not watch me. Watch you, fine. Friends, fine.
Yeah.
So maybe that's it.
What?
It's just you're watching Friends.
Okay.
That's cool. I'll tell you what the goal with this is. Let's be a friend. How often do you get to hear the business plan? So we have a business plan for this YouTube channel. Here's the goal. We want to build up viewers. And then I want to go to a hospital, a cure hospital, and then ask people to give to cure using YouTube.
Like live.
Yeah.
Like a telethon almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I tell you this because you don't have to do it. You don't have to give if you don't want. Mm-hmm. It's always the case. But like, we're just trying to find new ways to
get kids healed.
Get kids healed, little babies. And get people to hear about how good God is. Like, this is what Jesus does. We get to heal people together. We love it. So that's kind of the end goal with this. Also to have fun in the meantime. But that's the plan.
I like that. I desperately need that. Like, I always need something to be about something else.
Oh, totally.
Other than just me.
Well, there's no... Yeah, I don't know what the end goal would be. Honestly, it's just one more way to look stupid. And we're too old.
It's not...
Don't have time.
It's not to look stupid. It is an extra. There is extra that goes into it.
Like, yeah.
And now I have to think a little more than just the radio. It does make you.
Yeah, I have to wear nice. I'm wearing a nice shirt today.
Yes, you are.
Thanks.
Yeah, because you have to think about what you're doing visually now, which you don't. I don't normally think about.
Yeah. So join us. It's Brant Hansen is what it is. Brant Hansen. And then we'll start producing videos and putting it up there real regular. But if you want to subscribe, it'd be awesome.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Trinity Debt Management. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHansen.com.